Hello, everyone. This is Kelly Beard of KarmicTools.com, and this is your weekly forecast for April 17 to 23 of 2022. Ooh-wee! Y'all know I went away. I went to Oakland. It was amazing, life-changing, and I'm still processing and integrating, so I can hardly put words to it. But I am a daughter of Oya, and I received my first eleques, and I am deeply grateful to Yeye Luisa Tish for continuing to godparent a few children at this age and stage of her life where she's wanting to retire and chill out. But we all came banging on the door and dragged her back onto the main stage. And we are eternally grateful. And the world will be better off too, because we're learning our skill sets and the different things that we're going to get to share with the world in new ways going forward. So I did create an audio and video, 44 minutes long, to go over some of the magic of the Jupiter-Neptune alignment and how we can consciously co-create. Also, for those of you interested in honoring the waters of the world in your own way, I cover all that we just did and include a PDF here in the blog. There's a link that has a guideline for your commitment that you can use and edit as you see fit. All of our suggestions are good, whether you are a solo mermaid or a harbor master that is leading a group into this conscious work. What we have discovered is that this very small gesture has sparked action across the globe. Yeye Tish and I both have folks from all over the world in our respective circles, and everything is expanding exponentially in the most beautiful and miraculous way. I hope you enjoy the overview, and because so many have reached out and shown so much enthusiasm for working this kind of mojo in the world, for the world, I will be hosting a Q&A session on Friday, April 22nd at 8 p.m. Eastern, and you can register on my website. There's a link in the blog here. And you can make a $22 donation, which is totally optional, to join us, and feel free to share with others that you think would resonate. So this is definitely for my whole crew that we were together in Oakland. This is definitely for my ancestor classmates. This is definitely for anyone that wants to do their part for honoring the waters of the world going forward and using the Jupiter-Neptune alignment to support that work consciously. So this energy helps us dream up the new story, the new vision that we want to live into. These two together expand your conscious awareness about yourself, the community, and the planet. This is an initiation, and it is giving us all a chance to heal our own connection to God, Great Spirit, or source of your understanding. You are tremendously supported for initiating new spiritual practices that fortify you so that you are better able to serve on a grander scale or contribute in a larger way to the social and collective realms just by living in integrity and staying connected to a higher power, okay? Part of the shadow of Pisces is escaping and denial and disconnection. We want to fortify the connection to our angels, ancestors, and animal spirit guides, because the invisible team is much more reliable than the humans right now. So let's use this alignment to really increase our awareness, yes, but also develop a new practice that keeps you sane, whatever that is, whatever works for you. Another shadow aspect of this energy is to be overwhelmed and confused, so it is hard to move at all. Or we can be overly optimistic, ignoring facts and realities and not using our own discernment properly. Okay, Jupiter makes things bigger, gets us all excited, you know, and Neptune kind of blurs the reality in a way that doesn't let us see the real things on the ground that matter, that will help us really activate this vision. We have to activate all of our filters and boundaries with this one, because both Jupiter and Neptune can get us all carried away, lost, off track, or worse, drowning in the Piscean oceans of emotions and blurred lines. Deep breath. It is time to stay grounded and do not take any unnecessary risks with your faith or your resources. Use this energy to get creative and more spiritual. Okay? So if you already have a spiritual practice, you want to up the ante. You want to increase your dedication or deepen your dedication and expand whatever you're already doing. If you don't have a spiritual practice, now is the time to start one. And I've put, like I said, put a link in here for you to register and donate if you'd like to join us on Friday the 22nd when we go over this together and I can answer questions. That's the reason I scheduled it. I had several people say they love the information, but they really had a few questions that they wanted to talk to me about. So I'm trying to make that happen. So do let me know if you're interested in a follow-up especially once you've listened to the 44-minute energetic support. Okay. And basically I covered March, April, May in that and prepared us because the energies are going to shift so dramatically in June. Okay, so officially our first activation is on Sunday the 17th, Mercury sextiling Venus. This is a great opportunity to beautify your ideas, improve or deepen them so that they are expressing more of your unique authenticity. Communication in relationships usually goes well under this influence, and this energy can turn your thoughts and ideas toward how you feel and what inspires you with love and beauty. This is a great time to be particularly creative or do something that activates your own inner artist. It is best to keep it light and let go of your mundane burdens just for a time. Pleasure reading, a walk on the beach, a play, or a museum are all good things to do at some point this week if possible. Meantime, check out my Hathor video for some suggestions. So you can check out my Hathor video if you're working on self-love and self-care, but you should probably check out my Lilith video if you want to stop being a victim and not fall for some of that Piscean shadow. But these are fun to check in with. Enjoy. Same day on the Sunday the 17th. On Sunday the 17th, Mercury is going to conjunct Uranus. This is huge. It is said that this energy depends on your normal mental speed, which is not the same as intelligence. If your mind is naturally quick, then you will be downloading more than usual during this initiation. Uranus acts as a lightning rod that strikes and briefly illuminates an area of your life, in this case, Taurus, a new embodiment for one and all. Aha moments will lead to more strength and stability, but only to the degree that you are consistent and dedicated yourself. If you are in like-hearted circles, the conversations could be really stimulating, unlocking perceptions across the board, and absolutely that's what happened this weekend. If your mind is not naturally quick, then this will be helpful for you as you will be more likely to experience awakenings and connections to your own intuition that helps strengthen it within you. The shadow side to this energy is being oversensitive and jumping to conclusions. Test and ground your insights before hardwiring them into your being in any kind of way. An overtaxed nervous system is widely available for all, so try to connect with Mother Earth often. Whatever gets zapped, which is loosens things up, right, can thus be moved to the compost pile. Whatever gets illuminated, meaning becomes conscious, is to be further investigated for merit, but valuable nonetheless. Keep records of these aha moments, as you won't be able to immediately act on all of them at the same time, and those you cannot often turn into nuggets of gold in your future. Deep breath, okay? So the other sidebar here that should be written is that Mercury's going into Taurus, going into Gemini, and then going to retrograde back through Gemini, back to Taurus to go direct. So this is initiating something really big that is still probably going to require a little bit of a review or an adjustment to get it anchored, right? So here's the thing. Mercury is headed toward a retrograde, but it's only going to link up with Uranus this one time. So this is the cracking open that is possible at this time. And then as it travels through Taurus, it's going to have some interesting connections. But the ones that we need to think about have to do with the retrograde, brings us a little bit of everything. We have two opportunities to review our desire nature and our beliefs. We have an opportunity to reset our own thinking in a big way. We're going to grow in our consciousness around what is sacred to us as individuals and what our unique contribution is and how we can make that sacred and get back in our bodies and make that sacred. That's all Vesta. And the trine to Pluto that happens repetitively three times over is powerful because, again, it's making that transformation of your consciousness, of your thinking, of your ideas, your creative ideas and otherwise. It's making that change a little bit easier because it's a trine, okay? Now, all that said, what I've learned about these Mercury retrograde classes that I've put together is that even though I would like to give you this information during the pre-shadow phase, which is right now in April, it's almost like you all aren't thinking about Mercury retrograde till it happens. So I need to hear from you all because nobody's registered, so obviously no one's interested yet. But the thing is, the minute the retrograde hits, I get flooded with requests and, you know, people signing up for the class, which is only $25 a week for 3 weeks in a row, or $75 for all three. But you get the divinations and the meditation for the pre-shadow, the actual retrograde, and the post-shadow, which would also help with all these particular activations that are happening just because Mercury is going to move through Taurus and Gemini. So reach out directly. And if there's 5 to 10 of you that want to do the class, then I will upload those materials and get it going for you. But so far, I haven't heard from anyone. And this happened last time where, again, I was just too early and nobody was thinking about the retrograde just yet. And then when it hit, everybody wanted information. So I want to be able to plan this a little better, y'all. So work with me. Work with me. That's all on Sunday. We ain't even got to Monday yet. Monday the 18th, we have Venus sextiling Uranus. Okay, so we got a little tag team. Our consciousness links up and initiates, and then our values has an opportunity to change and adjust too. So this energy, thanks to Uranus, activates a certain spark of electricity in the air. New relationships will have an unusual aspect to them, and old ones can break to realign in a positive, even fun way with this energy. No monotonous routine, humdrum people, or boring collaborations. Use it to access your own unique genius and deep well of creativity, and then share, if you can, with other like-hearted souls. Take advantage of this energy to tap into areas you may not have realized were available to you before now. Keep it light and upbeat. Socialize and enjoy the experience of different people or new activities. Keep in mind, however, any relationships begun this week may not be based on qualities needed for long-term survival. It is more of a time to enjoy the people and experiences that pass through and accept this as a gift. Same day, Sun is going to square Pluto. Now, this is a challenge to grow out of comfort zone and into new territory. With Pluto in Capricorn 2008 to 2024, twice a year for these 16 years, when Sun is in Aries in the spring or Libra in the fall, we get an opportunity to grow and change in the fundamental departments of life, which is self versus other and home versus work. In this case, and during these years, we are literally changing how we do all of this, okay? Self versus other, home versus work is what I'm referring to. Each year builds on the previous, and we are now 14 years into the 16-year process of transformation, which is an incredibly potent point in time and space. It is here that you have the most information to consciously work with as you prepare for the final 2 years and ultimately what you would like to get out of your conscious efforts and dedication. Sun helps us clarify, and when working with Pluto, it is usually what is not working, what has run its course and is ready to be composted into new life, new growth, and a new direction for self. Pluto is the purifier, distilling things back to their true and original essence. Fight that and it can be painful. Work with it consciously and it can be transformative and will heal you at the deepest root of any challenge. You can use this activation to honor that which has become obvious or is highlighted in the here and now and purge or purify this energy. You are deeply supported for releasing old patterns and setting new conscious practices into action. Tie up any loose ends, close multiple chapters, mourn if you must, and move on. As you do that, you will feel lighter and brighter and more grounded in your true self, your evolved self. Okay, again, we're talking here and now. Then on the 20th, which is Wednesday, Juno is going to enter Pisces, which we've talked a lot about. It's going to be there, retrograde, linger, and not come into Aries until January 13th of 2023. Juno, the divine consort, rules your most important relationships and partnerships, as well as what you are deeply committed to. She will spend an extended period in Pisces, April 20th, 2022 through January 13th of 2023. That's about 9 months to incubate a new vision of how we can partner with nature in new ways and relate with each other on deeper, more intimate levels after being put through so much social and collective trauma over the last 2 or more years. This is an opportunity to heal within and with others. It is a chance to process and integrate on a whole new level. This supports deep emotional processing so that we can interact with others in healthier ways too. Pisces activates a certain idealism, hopes, and dreams, and in this case, around our relationships, partnerships, and collaborations. So we will have to recalibrate the boundaries along the way so that going forward, we can be more effective. The shadow that we have to deal with comes in the form of disillusionment, withdrawal, escapism into fantasy, self-deception, martyrdom, and victimization, which is what happens when these Piscean idealistic expectations are not met. Okay, in our relationships and partnerships, right? So we go into it with the big dream and the vision and everything sounds so doable. And then when you get on the ground, Virgo, and you're getting to do the thing, sometimes we run into very real challenges. So I like to say the last time Juno was in Pisces was February of 2018. So maybe you can remember something about that time. Now it's run its course through the whole zodiac, which is a big deal, which means our partnerships in general have run their course in the last 5 years. And we're resetting to go forward till January of 2027, which is the next 5 years. So this is still a beautiful time to incubate the vision of what you would like to do in your partnerships, collaborations, and relationships, right? So if you listen to the above energetic support, you would have heard me discuss how Venus and Mars are hooking up with the Piscean crew, Jupiter and Neptune, to initiate a new cycle too. They're all lending weight to this completion and initiation zone that we're in, okay? Things culminate in Pisces. We go back to the womb to develop a vision that we birth in Aries. So when Jupiter hits Aries, our consciousness is going to awaken to what we can actually do after we've processed and integrated. Now, if you don't do your processing, you're not going to make good choices. So we need this downtime. We need to downregulate our nervous systems. We need to reset internally so that when we go to take those actions externally, we are more effective. Okay? Juno is all up and in the mix, and Vesta will complete the mission at the end of the year in a deep and powerful way. Vesta is what is sacred to you, the individual, and she retrograded through Aquarius to reset our sovereignty in a big way. So moving into Pisces allows us to reconnect to our own true spirit and nature in a completely new and different way than ever before. Juno goes into Pisces on April 20th and doesn't get to Aries till January 13th of 2023. Vesta goes into Pisces, like I said, later in the year, November 20th until February 7th. But between now and November, she's in Aquarius the whole time. So she's working things out with Saturn and doing some different work that is going to help us when she finally does get to Pisces to, like I said, complete this mission. The reason this is relevant is because Juno will also hook up with Uranus and North Node in Taurus, creating an opportunity to facilitate real change in a literal way. As you upgrade your physicality to handle these higher frequencies, your life starts to flow effortlessly. I don't mean everything will be easy and fun all the time. What I mean is that you start to live truer to your own nature. So nature herself responds in kind and starts lining up miracles customized for you. Pisces and Taurus is a delicious combo. One dreams it up and the other cultivates kinship and creates beautiful and functional structures that last a very long time. That could be us, our bodies, mother's body. All life is evolving right now, so let's consciously co-create. And to that end, Thursday will be the Venus Circle, April 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern. We're doing Pisces and the solar plexus release work. Very powerful. And Friday the 22nd at 8 p.m. Eastern, we will get together for the Q&A on all this energy I've been talking about all week, okay? So if you do have questions or you want me to go deeper into any specific one that I kind of just touched on and breezed over, do join us that Friday night, or you can email me my questions if that date and time doesn't work for you that we can put on the recording so you can listen to the replay and get your answers that way. All right, everyone. I am back, but not back. I gotta tell you, re-entry continues. The trip to Oakland was life-changing. I cannot deny. I gotta reset all my altars. I'm resetting all my practices. Everything has changed in one weekend. It's so deep. So I appreciate you all for being part of my community. I'm getting this up early on Thursday the 14th because I know a lot of you are chomping at the bit to get the energetic support and the activations that surround it, so that you can do your conscious co-creating. And I do completely support that. Please join us Thursday for the Venus Circle or Friday for the Q&A if you're up to it. If you catch this in time, I will say that Cinnamon Rose is doing her full moon energy session at 12 noon Pacific on Saturday the 16th. Okay, so like I said, this is going out Thursday. So that gives you Thursday, Friday, and maybe Saturday morning to see this, to listen to this and get to it. But Cinnamon's doing the energy session, which is always powerful. And then right after that, I'm getting with Shanta for the full moon call that we do, and she channels the archangels. So please reach out if you would like to join us in either one of those. Cinnamon lists all her stuff on Instagram under Cinnamon Rose Priestess is her handle on Instagram, and she'll have links to register for her class. And Shanta, you can just write me directly because we do that together, and I can make sure that you can be included. All right, everyone. So we have activities Saturday, two events Saturday, and then two events Thursday, one Thursday and one Friday. So try to join us where you can to get what you need so that you can be conscious throughout. I support your mission. I am so grateful for your supporting my mission. This is a powerful time for us to be navigating and integrating and processing what's going on around us. And we have some tremendous support for dreaming it all anew. So we don't have to live out the old negative story anymore. It's run its course. It's done. We're dreaming up the new. So allow your imagination some room to move, you know, to really expand in ways that we haven't done definitely in the last couple of years. But for some of us, maybe the last 10 and 20, right? So the upcoming eclipses are going to shake things up and give us more energy. There's so much support for change, y'all. So whatever you can change, whatever little thing, trust that the little choices and changes make big differences down the road. So whatever you can do, no pressure, just pick something that works for you. And of course, join the circles when you can, because that is always uplifting and encouraging and enlightening. You learn something every time. Like I said, all the ladies I was with, everyone comes from a different walk of life and background and has different skill sets and experiences that they all were so generous to share with us all throughout the weekend. I mean, it was powerful, y'all. So taking these timeouts can change your life. And I encourage you to check in with yourself these days. See what's going on there. All right, everyone, I will let you go. This is Kelly Beard of Karmic Tools signing off. Have a fantastic week.